идет. Восставшая колонна ФСБшных кабинетов. Строятся окна. Суд есть суд. На красными стенами. Рейд объявляет обор в системе. Атака на рассвете. Не стану возражать. За нашу свободу. Хлыстом карать.
Святая Мадонна, научи нас драться. Феминистскому столе. Пожар на демонстрацию.
Бунт России.
Харизма протеста.
Бунт России.
Будем застав.
Бунт России.
Мы существуем.
Бунт России.
Райот, райот.
Выйди на улицу. Живи на красной. Покажи свободу. Гражданской злости.
Мироводство, культура и мужской истерии. Дикий мастер пожирает мозги. Прославная религия шаткого пениса пациентам предлагает принять конформность. Бежим! Идет цезурь сновидения. Пришло время подрывного столкновения. Скайон, суп сексистского режима просит прощения феминистского клина.
Бунт России!
Харизма протеста!
Бунт России!
Путин достал!
Бунт России!
Мы существуем!
Бунт России!
Райот, райот!
Выйди на улицу! Живи на красной! Покажи свободу! Гражданской злости!
The anonymous-looking penal colony number 14, the new home of one of Russia's best-known prisoners. Nadia Tolokonikova is the younger of the two jailed members of the protest group Pussy Riot.
The prison is 300 miles from Moscow in a remote, desolate region full of camps that once formed part of Stalin's Gulag system.
Inside these white buildings, the prisoners, all women, sleep in open dormitories. Murderers, petty criminals and businesswomen who've fallen foul of officials, all mixed in together. Back in August, Nadia Tolokonikova smiled as she was sentenced to 2 years in prison. She had feared a longer sentence. But now she's arrived at the penal colony, her husband says she's realizing the reality of the harsh conditions she faces.
She's already been sent to a couple of labor jobs where she was breaking concrete. So there, the prison authorities are slowly putting her to work. But so far she seems fine. No abuse, no insults. Everything's basically quite acceptable and formal so far.
Nadia Tolokonikova's crime was this dance in Moscow's main cathedral. Pussy Riot insisted it was a political protest against Vladimir Putin, but she was convicted of hooliganism motivated by religious hatred. Katya Samutsevich was originally jailed with Nadia Tolokonikova, but was freed on appeal earlier this month. She says she's concerned about the health of her fellow protester.
It's very cold there. People are freezing and they are not allowed to wear their warm clothes. They can only wear the prison uniforms, which are not designed for such terrible cold.
This week, people in Moscow have been remembering the hundreds of thousands of victims of Stalin's purges of the 1930s. No one is saying that the current clampdown is in any way similar to that. But the Pussy Riot case is an uncomfortable echo of a much darker time in Russia's history. Daniel Sanford, BBC News, Moscow.
The women of Pussy Riot spent hours waiting in their glass box for the judge to start reading her verdict. Yekaterina Samitsevich, Maria Alyokhina, Nadezhda Telokonikova chatted together and wondered when they would next see each other and where that would be. Outside, a crowd of supporters gathered. Police showed some tolerance, but they were easily provoked and many were arrested. There were also members of the Russian Orthodox Church. This is why Russia's religious were offended. A 30-second performance in Moscow's main cathedral, praying for President Vladimir Putin to go. The judgment took 3 hours to read, and throughout, there was little doubt it would find them guilty. The judge frequently referred to their behaviour as insulting and disrespectful to the Orthodox Church and all of Russia's faithful. She criticised their short skirts and high kicks and said they were motivated by hatred for religion. She ruled they remained a danger to society and sentenced them to 2 years. The women smiled, but looked a little stunned as people in the court shouted, "Shame." Outside, much of the crowd also reacted angrily. This woman was clearly inspired by Pussy Riot's example. The police waited for her to come down until she pulled on a pink balaclava. The women's families were in court. The father of Yekaterina Samitsevich said his innocent daughter was being sent to jail. Nadezhda Telokonikova's husband said he wasn't surprised by the outcome, despite Vladimir Putin saying he hoped they wouldn't be punished harshly.
There were 2 years of brutal Russian prison for President Putin is, well, somewhat of a lenient sentence.
Their time served in custody, more than 5 months, will count towards their sentence. It's possible it could be reduced further on appeal. Throughout the trial, the women of Pussy Riot said they didn't regret the action for which they knew they were going to be punished. They also knew it has helped to make them a global brand for protest and dissent. Phil Black, CNN, Moscow.
About women, feminists, and it's a thing that women are fed up with the sexist regime, with the situation, with this political system, and with religion at the same time, with our Christian church, yeah. And so this means Pussy Riot.
It's the main conception, the main one of the main ideas of the group, to be
anonymous.
Yeah,
that's why we're there masks.
Yeah.
And why the bright colors?
Because we're bright.
Yeah.
Like when I put on my mask, I don't feel like a person who can do everything. Of course, I'm the same person, but this is another part of me, which have more courage and which has strong feeling that what she's doing is right, and she has enough power to change something, enough strength.
Is it like being a superhero, then? You have your
It's like being a Spider-Man.
Or
something.
Or Catwoman.
Yeah. Really? You put on your mask?
Yeah.
Основная концепция была как бы обращение к Богородице, потому что все время считается, что Богородица — это как бы защитница России. То есть это, и поэтому это была молитва ему, Богородице, о том, чтобы она прогнала Путина, то есть как бы изменила нашу политическую систему.
Dictators and the government and the most important dictator, Putin, he is very afraid of people, really, really afraid of, because they don't like them, they don't support them. I suppose the most part don't support them, but they don't show their opinion, their feeling about it, because some of them think that nothing will change. We can show that it's not so scary to do something, and that actions are changing the situation.
It's really a very big problem that the Russian society is very patriarchal, and we believe that Russia needs some feminist movement, some
feministских лист. Whip. It's called a whip.
Whip. So Russia really needs some feminist whip.
You have to go home and find your balaclava.
Kind of. Or it's like Batman, you always have it with you.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of Russian superhero, Russian version of being superhero. Maybe someday something will make a movie about Pussy Riot.
Outside the Tverskoy court, even before the start of the trial of the notorious band Pussy Riot, police arrested around 30 people who were calling for the release of the defendants. They were taken to a police station and charged with administrative offences before being released. The Tagansky court ruled that the three members of the punk band Pussy Riot should be kept in detention. The judge granted the investigating team's motion, which means that Nastya Stetolokhnikova, Maria Alukhina and Yekaterina Samotsevich, accused of violating public order, will remain in jail until June the 24th. The reason for the motion is that to complete the investigation, a series of investigative steps have to be carried out, including obtaining the results of expert reports that have already been commissioned. Five members of Pussy Riot were arrested at the beginning of March for performing a punk prayer in the Christ the Saviour Cathedral. Three so far have been charged with hooliganism. The girls' protest and subsequent arrest has caused a huge public outcry. The Tagansky court was packed out, with some people having to be turned away. What are the conditions? The conditions where? In prison. They're fantastic, apart from the medical care. There isn't any. The girl's defense lawyer intends to appeal against the court decision to prolong their detention. The appeal to the Moscow City Court is clear-cut. And now that we have finally gained access to the charging documents, we are going to file an appeal with the European Court of Human Rights. If the girls are found guilty of hooliganism, they could face up to 7 years in jail.
Apologized, then we'd let them go, and we forgive them, rather. But as they don't apologize, apologize, we can't forgive them, and therefore they deserve, you know, this unbelievable punishment, or, you know, this trial they're going through. So there's a real amazing intensity to the situation out there, and you know, it seems to be growing in a way, and people line up against them, and of course lots of people for them. There's no shortage of people for them. I spoke to Garry Kasparov yesterday, who's one of their many supporters, but it's a very strange mood there, and as the trial goes on. So the consequence of Thursday, they were given another 2 months in detention, as you probably all know, and we'll see what happens in another 2 months.
Right. Irina, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
How does it feel to be free?
Well, I have mixed feelings. First of all, I'm very happy to be out and to be, so to say, free, but I'm very upset that Nadia and Maria are still incarcerated.
Why do you think you were freed and the other two are still incarcerated?
Well, I don't have a straight answer to that, but at the hearing, we would talking about me not directly being involved in the action that was construed as a crime, and that legal stand, that legal accent, so to speak, that was probably the thing that became an ironclad argument for the court.
So what do you mean you weren't actually involved?
Formально, да. Well, from the formal standpoint, the sentence said that the criminal acts were the actual act of the ladies, young ladies, dancing at the altar. But it so happened that the security guard led me out of the church before they started dancing. So from the formal standpoint, I was not directly involved in that action. And today that was the main point of argument against the sentence. And this is probably the reason why the court decided to commute to actually suspend my sentence.
Tell me, what was your aim? What was the aim of Pussy Riot with this protest? Was it anti-church? Was it hate speech? What was it you were doing?
Of course, in no way did we try to express our hatred. We wanted to express our criticism of the actions of Patriarch Kirill and a few other officials of the Russian Orthodox Church, the hierarchy of the Russian Orthodox Church. We believe that we live in a secular state, and in this state, the principles of secular society should be respected. The representatives of the church should not interfere with the politics of the country.
So you were specifically protesting the church's support for a third Putin term?
Да.
Yes.
So what is your message now to President Putin? Are you finished with protest? Does this end your action, your political action?
No,
of course not. We're not finished, nor are we going to end our political protest. We do have a criticism. All of that remains in force. The situation in the country has deteriorated since our performance. And the trial itself is a testimony of that. There were certain violations that point to the problem. And in addition to that, one can also see the flaws of the judicial system in Russia. It depends to a very big extent on the opinion and the stance of the president of the Russian Federation.
So tell me what it was like for you in jail. How were you treated in jail, you and the other two girls?
We were in separate rooms, in separate cells. We were isolated in special holding cells. And we had 3 to 4 other cellmates, and people were sort of cautious. We were always recorded, we were always on camera. There were some additional security measures, but then they treated us in a more even-handed, sort of in a calmer fashion.
So there was no abuse, there was no punishment other than being in jail?
No, of course not. No, nothing of the sort.
And how do your other two friends feel? What do they say to you about being separated from their children? Both of them are mothers of young children.
Well, of course, they're very, very upset about doing their term in jail. But they're holding up very well. When they meet, when we get together, when we were going to the courthouse, we were very happy to see each other, and we just shared our experiences.
What are they saying? I mean, what did they say to you after you were freed and they had to go back to jail?
They congratulated me. They were very happy for me. and they wished me all the best. We hugged, and we were all very happy.
So are you afraid as you continue? You said you want to continue your protest, but look, you've just been in jail for many months, and there are increasingly laws and other such things that make protests very difficult in Russia. Aren't you afraid?
To be perfectly honest, I never felt the fear. I never felt scared. There was nothing extra scary, even in jail. But naturally, I will be more cautious in my actions going forward. We have to act in such a way so that they do not know, do not learn about the concerts ahead of time, before it's too soon, so that we wouldn't be caught and jailed afterward. We would have to somehow get round the authorities to deceive them in some clever way.
But you would still go back to a cathedral, for instance?
Well, the concept of our group is such that we never go back to the same venue. Once we have one performance in one venue, the next performance will be in a different spot, in a different place, on a different subject, on another political subject, but they're different. So just based on this assumption, we are not going back to that particular cathedral.
Have your feelings for President Putin changed? What do you feel? What is your message?
Well, my attitude to President Putin has not changed. I have a negative attitude. I do not want to talk to turn to him personally. To me, this is just a formal position that unfortunately has turned into a mega authoritarian project of one single individual, and that's the problem of authority in our country as I see it today, and I would like to see an end to that. I do not want to see this authoritarian regime that we're seeing in the person of President Putin.
Do you think the other two girls will have to serve out their sentence? Do you see any path for them to be released anytime soon?
I think anything is possible, and today the situation showed that it's really unpredictable. We can make any kind of forecast, but how it's really going to play out, I'm not sure. I really had not expected this release that happened today.
Your case, the case of Pussy Riot, caused huge amount of attention in the outside world and a lot of support for you. Inside Russia, it's more complex. You didn't get overwhelming support. Do you think that what you did has damaged President Putin, has made him think differently about things, has changed the situation in any way?
Oh, yes, certainly. I believe that a lot of people have started thinking and maybe took a stronger point of view vis-a-vis Putin and the authorities as we see them today and their policies.
And the fact that they let you go and not the other two, do you think that's a clever tactic by the authorities to sort of divide you, divide and conquer, let one go, keep the other two?
Well, I would say this is very clever and sort of cunning policy, but it's hard to say why they decided to take that particular course of action. This divide and rule policy, I don't think it's going to work out. I don't really think so, because the rumors that there's a kind of split in the group, there's no truth to them. There's never been any kind of split. We remain together, and that's why we're strong. We're not even, you know, there's not a hint of a split. And if anyone tries to picture us as being split, this is completely untrue.
And finally, your message to the Russian people themselves. What would you tell them?
I'd like to express my hope that our action in the cathedral was correctly understood by the people. There was no religious hatred or animosity. This was a political action aimed at the authorities, at the convergence of the religious.
Get out!
Идет восставшая колонна ФСБшных кабинетов. Роются окна. Суки суд за красными стенами. Роэль объявляет побор в системе. Атака на рассвете. Не стану возражать. За нашу свободу хлыстом карать.
Святая Мадонна, научи нас драться. Феминистского колена. Пожар на демонстрацию.
Бунт в России.
Харизма протеста.
Бунт в России.
Путин застал.
Бунт в России.
Мы существуем.
Бунт в России.
Religious powers and the political powers, and I want people to understand that.
Yekaterina Samusevich, thank you so much for joining me.
Пожалуйста.
You're welcome.